Isn't it just the best when you meet someone for the first time and you make a connection? You know how that is when you first meet someone and you really hit it off. You like them. They love you. You're even sure that, depending on the specifics, this is the kind of person who could be a great friend or advisor, a smart business partner or mentor, a romantic love or life partner. This is someone who could contribute greatly to your life and what you want. You glimpse the possibility of what could be. Fun, success, romance. If you got to know this person, better. Only, you're not going to let that happen, because you've no intention whatsoever of letting them get too close. You admire them. They love you. And you know that if you spend too much more time talking with them, if you let them really get to know the real you, they might find out who you really think you really are. Isn't it great when you meet someone for the first time and you make a real connection? Second and third time's great too. But it's right around that fourth or fifth time that you started to convince yourself that if you let them in any further, if they get to know you any better than they do right now, that would be the end of what you imagine could have been. Maybe it's best to just keep them at arm's length and preserve the fact that they think you're great right now. But consider that to be happy is to be connected with people. To be connected with people, you have to be willing to be who you really are. Sideways is a great little slice-of-life movie about two former college roommates, Miles and Jack. Miles is a divorced San Diego school teacher who's intelligent, sensitive, an expert on fine wine, and very aware of his deficiencies. Most specifically, his failure to hang on to his now ex-wife, with whom he's still in love, and his inability to get a novel published. Jack is a soon-to-be married B-list actor and pretty boy whose soap opera good looks and charm are fading fast. Cloaked in failure and constantly courting misery, Miles invites Jack to California's wine country for a week of just guy fun, kind of like an extended bachelor party, the week just before his wedding. Now, as the week unfolds, Jack finds himself falling head over heels for a local wine pourer who's equally attracted to him, and he threatens to call off his wedding. Miles, on the other hand, is presented with the opportunity of having his own romantic encounter with an intelligent, thoughtful, wine-savvy waitress who he's met two or three times before. It's about the fourth or fifth meeting. Miles and Maya are sharing an intimate moment on the porch. Maya is clearly trying to communicate to Miles that she's interested in him, and she does it so poetically. He undoubtedly gets her communication, he senses her interest and her attraction to him, but it is his self-loathing, anticipating inevitable rejection, that ultimately stands in the way of what could be. In an effort to deflect her advances, "Is the bathroom in the back?" he asks. "Yes, through the kitchen, she responds, unsure of what to make of his behavior. Once in the bathroom, Miles curses his reflection for being such a bleeping loser and making me so bleeping sick. He pulls himself together and comes out of the bathroom to try and pick up where Maya had left off, but confused, she's ready to end the evening with him. Why allow himself to surrender to how wonderful she thought he was? Why is it so hard for us as human beings to live honestly and openly without squirming and scheming, trying to hide who we are from the people that we hold in high regard? To be happy is to be connected with people. To be connected with people, you have to be willing to be who you really are. Miles is so constantly confronted with and haunted by his past failures. He has profound pessimism regarding his self-worth. He has a preoccupation with all that he's lacking. He thinks very highly of Maya, so he's certain that if she gets to know the real him, it'll be over before it even gets started. A woman finds out how I live, that I'm not a published author, that I'm a liar, essentially. Any interest that she's going to have is going to evaporate real quick. Miles, pull yourself together, man. Just give in to love and stop kicking yourself to death. To be happy is to be connected with people. To be connected with people, you have to be willing to be who you really are. A lot of people worry a lot about what the people that they admire will think of them if they really got to know the person underneath the facade. And you? Do you work overtime to keep your guard up so that you can preserve the fact that someone thinks you're great right now? Have you ever stopped to imagine what that kind of caution will ultimately cost? Imagine. Socrates said that the shortest and surest way to live fully in the world is to be, in reality, what we would appear to be. And you might as well, because if there isn't a good cake under all that frosting, you're not going to fool anybody anyway. To drop all the pretense and say with genuine honesty, this is the way I am, take all of me or take nothing at all, would be to find a whole new way of enjoying the simplistic and beautiful privilege of being oneself. Today, stop being afraid. Don't cut yourself off from what could be. Give up being fearful that if they got to know you better than they know you right now, they might not like you anymore. Today, dare to be genuine with everybody about who you really are. Realize that the words genuine and genius come from the same Latin root word. Consider that the key to genius is to be genuine. Today, allow the genius in you to come forth. Isn't it just the best when you meet someone for the first time and you make a connection? Don't miss out. Today, don't hide behind your pride. Know that all those things that you're still trying to hide, those are the very things that people recognize as the stuff that makes you an original. Today, enjoy the simplistic beauty of who you really are. Today, relax. Let your guard down. Trust. And be yourself.